is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 5th of January, 2011. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Those things about which we cannot theorize, we must narrate." A philosopher, medievalist, literary critic, and best-selling novelist, Umberto Eco, born in Alessandria, Italy, 1932. His first novel, The Name of the Rose, sold millions of copies around the world. He grew up a Catholic, left the church, but retained his love for church history, especially medieval history. He once said he's drawn to the Middle Ages for the same sort of inexplicable reasons that people fall in love. Wrote his dissertation on the aesthetics of medieval philosopher Thomas Aquinas. Umberto Eco went to work in television, but he was still interested in medieval aesthetics and how cultures communicate with signs and symbols, a study known as semiotics. He became a serious scholarly semiotician, publishing books like The Picture History of Inventions, From Plow to Polaris. He had a friend, a publisher, who wanted to put out an anthology of detective stories by amateur writers, mentioned it to Eco, who didn't think he could write a detective story. But he went home that night and started making a list of names for fictional medieval monks. He wanted medieval monks as characters. And he wrote a murder mystery about poisoned monks set in the year 1327. He described it as an intellectual mystery combining semiotics in fiction, biblical analysis, medieval studies, and literary theory. And it was The Name of the Rose. Came out in 1980 in Italian, 1983 in English, became an international bestseller. Followed a few years later by another bestseller, Foucault's Pendulum. Umberto Eco, who told the Paris Review recently, "An idea you have might not be original. Aristotle will always have thought of it before you. But by creating a novel out of that idea, you can make it original. Men love women. It's not an original idea. But if you somehow write a terrific novel about it, then by a literary sleight of hand, it becomes absolutely original. I simply believe that at the end of the day, a story is always richer. It is an idea reshaped into an event, informed by a character and sparked by crafted language." Here's a poem for today by Jim Powell entitled First Light. Graying chest hair emerging from his apron top in tufts dusted with a snow of flour above the swelling rondure of his oven belly, sleeves rolled, arms folded, at ease on the porch steps outside the back door of the bakery, in the lively air of the early hour, taking a break while the bread cools on the racks inside, and a breeze picks up off the bay. The mist lifts, and the swarming dust of starlight reappears, the constellations that were given names beside the hive-domed ovens of Chaldea and of Ur. Near first light, thick arms cradling rolls and crusty loaves, a gift for late-returning revelers, for the derelict who washes in the creek under the bridge, his daily bread at daybreak. First Light by Jim Powell, from his collection Substrate, published by Pantheon Books and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.